Friends, one of the things I've become acutely aware of as I live my life as a Christian and seek to live as part of this community of New Haven Church is the fact that no person is an island. That in fact, theologically speaking, amongst many other things, we are meant to live together, to dwell together. We are meant to live in love. And I've spoken on a number of occasions about an Nguni term that we have in South Africa. A certain term, a word that you might be familiar with. It's Ubuntu. Say it again, Ubuntu. It's a term which first appeared in South Africa in the 19th century, the mid-19th century, and espouses a worldview that simply put says this: a person is a person through other people. A person is a person through other people. And I believe it's very much what we can draw or witness in the pages of the New Testament, especially in the early church. People are meant to be together, to live in relationship, and that which binds them together in relationship is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of love. And this isn't some airy-fairy, pie-in-the-sky concept, nor is it simply a good idea. But it's one based on the Christian blueprint of the concept of God, the Trinitarian God, the three in one. And what do we notice about this triune God? That if there are three persons in the Trinity of one substance, then surely God is a community. One of my favorite lecturers at university and possibly one of my favorite human beings, my systematic theology lecturer, Brian Gaver, believed in this. In fact, he wrote a book called God is a Community. And in it he said, we can understand the Trinity in this way. The Father and the Son live in relationship with one another, and that which binds them together is the Spirit. And the Spirit is the Spirit of love. One of the readers said as much, I think it was Dan, when he read from the scripture and told us that God is love. And in one of his daily meditations, the Franciscan monk and writer Richard Rohr wrote this in a part of a series about community. We come to know who God is through exchanges of mutual knowing and loving. God's basic method of communicating God's self is not the so-called saved individual, the rightly informed believer, or even a person with a career in ministry, but the journey and bonding process that God initiates in community, in marriages, in families, in tribes, in nations, in schools, in organizations and churches who are seeking to participate in God's love, maybe without even consciously knowing about it. Community seems to be God's strategy and God's leaven inside the dough of creation. I really like that image. It is both the medium and the message. It is both the beginning and the goal. May they all be one, so that the world may believe it was you who sent me. That they may be one as we are one, with me in them and you in me. And if that is the case, if community is what matters, is where it happens, if you like, then surely we should use the best means possible to bind ourselves together in that community. And what better means, what better thing than love? Agape love. The kind of love we witness in Jesus, the rest of the fruits of the Spirit of God. And some people say, and I've heard this quite often, but I don't need to go to church to be a Christian. And technically speaking, I agree. especially if you work in a lighthouse. But it also tells me that perhaps people are missing the point. Church isn't a place where we go just to be seen to be going to church. Church isn't about doing the right thing. It isn't even necessarily a place of like-minded individuals. And it doesn't score us brownie points in heaven if we attend. Church is a community where we are bound together in love, where we are molded and shaped by the love of God, where we discover more and more what it is to be human, where we share the joys as well as all the sorrows of this life. It is a people in a place far from perfection, and yet seeking maturity in its relationship with God. It is a people in a place far from the good and the sweet to the sometimes downright rotten, dwelling in the presence and grace of God. It is a place, people in a place, having heard the call of Christ to die to self and be raised to life in Him, to live in love, in acceptance, and in understanding. And surely then, if we are people because of other people, if we are molded and shaped by those around us, then our foundation must be the very best. It must be the greatest. And the greatest, according to the Apostle Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, that we will be doing on Wednesday at the Bible study, if you'd like to come along, is love. Now, you know that I go on about love. That's all the kids here, I think. But it's not the fluffy kind. As in, I love chocolate, or I love a good murder mystery, or I love your shoes. It is the agape kind. The self-giving kind that we witness in our Master and Lord. And I go on about it and will continue to go on about it because it is the only thing in this entire universe that can transform us and heal our hearts. The only thing. So I'd like to finish with three quotes from three people that I've come to respect and admire. One's from Rob Bell, one's from Billy Graham, and one's from Martin Luther King Jr. The first is from Rob Bell, and he writes, "Agape doesn't love somebody because they are worthy. Agape makes them worthy by the strength and power of its love. Agape doesn't love somebody because they're beautiful. Agape loves in such a way that it makes them beautiful." And this from Billy Graham. "Agape love is selfless love. The love God wants us to have isn't just an emotion, but a conscious act of the will. A deliberate decision on our part to put others ahead of ourselves. This is the kind of love that God has for us." And then Martin Luther King Jr. "Agape is disinterested love. Agape does not begin by discriminating between worthy and unworthy, or any other qualities people possess. It begins by loving others for their sakes. Therefore, agape makes no distinction between friend and enemy. It is directed at both." I think there might be more about that next week.